弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们再有一次交通的机会。
We thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to share.
我们交通之前先有个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们感谢你再给我们一次机会，靠着你爱子耶稣基督的名，能够来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that once again, by your beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ, that we're able to come before you.
我们谢谢你，我们的心是何等的感谢你。
We thank you, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你是说话的主。
You are the Lord who speaks.
有了你的话，我们就有生命。
With your words, we have life.
有你的话，我们就有方向。
With your words, we have direction.
有你的话，我们就知道何去何从。
With your words, we know where we shall go.
我们今天在这里就等候在你的面前。
Here today we wait before you.
求你向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
使这个时间成为可纪念的时间。
So this time is a remembrance.
也使这个时间成为我们一生当中有造就、有帮助的时间。
So this time become the edifying time and a helpful time in our life.
我们无依无靠的把讲的、翻译的、听的都交在你的手中。
Without any other dependence, we commit the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen unto your hands.
求你用你丰盛的同在和荣耀的显现来赐给我们。
Give us your fully presence and your glorious manifestation.
愿我们没有一个人是没有遇见你的。
So there is none of us that do not meet you.
也愿我们没有一个人是没有得着你的话的。
And there is none of us do not receive your words.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
Please do the work that man cannot do.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们看几处的圣经。
Let us read some places of scripture.
第一处我们看加拉太书二章二十节。
Let's start with Book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
请注意，这因信神儿子而活可以翻译成因神儿子的信心而活。
Please pay attention that live by the faith of the Son of God can be translated to live by the faith of Son of God.
我们所有的信心都是应该是根据神儿子的信心。
All of our faith should be all according to the faith of the Son of God.
信心的开始是他，信心的终点或者信心的成全也是他。
The beginning of faith is him, and so is the end of the faith.
所以我们是因他的信心而活。
Therefore, we shall live by his faith.
再我们再看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
后面这一段，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分，可以翻译成为进入与他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通。
The second part can be translated into enter into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ.
好，因为我们是根据他的信心，所以进入这个交通是非常的自然的。
Because by his faith, according to his faith, therefore it's very natural that we enter into such fellowship.
不但是非常自然，而且是非常必要的。
Not only very natural, but also it's necessary.
因为信心的源头不是我们自己。
Because the original faith is not ourselves.
如果我们跟他没有交通，我们就不知道他的信心是怎么回事。
If we do not have fellowship with him, then we do not understand what his faith is.
我们再看以弗所书第一章。
And we will look at Book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第十到十二节。
Verse 10 through 12.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上 地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he may gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That we shall be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一，这是神荣耀的旨意。
That this is God's glorious will to, in order to gather together in one all things in Christ.
所以圣徒在他里面合一，是他是这个事情的其中一个部分。
Therefore, for all the saints to be in one, to be united in one, is part of this.
那使一切所有在基督里面同归于一，至少有几个方面我们需要注意。
And there are several aspects that we should pay attention for the all things summed up in one in Christ.
第一个是我们是不是求独一之真神的荣耀。
First is whether we seek the glory of the only true God.
如果我们只求独一真神的荣耀，我们看见这个一就很容易。
If we only seek the glory of the only true God, then it's so easy for us to see this oneness.
第二个，我们是不是只尊耶稣基督的名为独一的尊名？
And the second, whether we shall exalt the name of Lord Jesus as the only name.
如果我们真的是尊这个名为独一的尊名，也很容易看到一。
If we truly hallow this name as the only name, that is very easy for us to see this oneness.
第三个，我们是不是真的在基督里面？基督是不是在我们里面？
And the third point is that whether truly we are in Christ and Christ in us.
如果这是一个事实，你发现一也是个很容易的事实。
If that is a reality, then you realize being one is also reality.
第四个，我们是不是活在基督的生命里面？
And the fourth is whether we truly live in the life of Christ.
如果活在基督的生命里面，你看见那个一，这是自然的。
If truly we live in the life of Christ, then it's very natural that we see this oneness.
第五个，我们是不是进入天父与神的儿子的交通？
And the fifth point is whether we enter into the fellowship of the Heavenly Father and His Son.
天父与神的儿子是一的。
Heavenly Father and the Son of God is one.
我们如果真正进入这个交通，也很自然进入一。
If truly we enter into such fellowship, then it's very natural that we enter into its oneness.
第六个，我们是不是得着神的话？
The sixth point is whether we truly receive God's words.
神的话是为了神的旨意的。
God's word is for His will.
第七个，我们是不是能够看见或者是进入那个十字架的经历？
The seventh point is whether we can see and enter into the experience of the cross.
是不是看见十字架的荣耀？
Whether we see the glory of the cross.
是不是进入十字架的交通？
Whether we enter into the fellowship of the cross.
我们再读一处圣经。
And let's read another place.
约翰一书第一章。
First John, chapter 1.
一到第七节。
Verse 1 through 7.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们的那永远的生命传给你们。
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which you have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may have the fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
这里的相交这个词就是交通的意思。
Here it talks about fellowship.
我们将这些的话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
Then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light and as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses us from all sin.
这是一段讲到与神儿子交通，与天父与神儿子交通，也圣徒之间彼此交通的话。
This place talks about how the Heavenly Father and the Son and the saints fellowship with one another.
我们记得 Kenny Pinman 弟兄来到我们当中，讲到做门徒的必须性的时候。
We remember as Brother Kenny Pinman came in the midst of us and talked about the necessity of make disciples.
他第一点强调的就是与主交通的必须性。
First point he emphasized was the necessity of fellowship with the Lord.
所以如果我们要在主面前做一个好门徒，讨主喜悦的门徒，与主交通这是必要的。
Therefore, if we would like to be a good disciple and the disciple that Lord is pleased, therefore to fellowship with the Lord is a necessity.
我们要从主那里得着那个成全完备，那个丰满的信心，与主交通这是必要的。
In order for us to receive a perfected faith, then that to fellowship with the Lord is a must.
我们如果要走在神旨意里面，与主交通，这是必要的。
If we have to walk in His will, then to fellowship with the Lord is a must.
但与主交通有没有原则呢？
But is there any principle to fellowship with the Lord?
目前我至少有三点可以给大家参考。
There are three points that I have found that we can fellowship together.
当我们来到神面前，来到主面前交通的时候，我们应当抱一个信念，是以我父的事为念。
As we come to fellowship with the Lord, our mind should be occupied with Father's business.
如果我们来交通，我们只是以我们自己做中心的话，这个交通可能是怎么讲说，很受限制，受我们的限制。
If we come to this fellowship but we are self-centered, then this kind of fellowship is very limited to ourselves.
所以我们到主面前去交通的时候，我们应该是以神的事，以我们天父的事为念。
So as we come before the Lord to have fellowship, we shall be occupied with our Heavenly Father's business.
把我们的喜欢，把我们的偏好，把我们的想法放下来。
We should lay down our own likes and dislikes and our favors.
如果我们不愿意放下来，这个交通可能就有妨碍。
If we are not willing to lay this down, then it will hinder our fellowship.
这个妨碍是我们自己去妨碍的这个交通。
Then it's ourselves has hindered the fellowship.
所以这个原则是主自己跟天父的交通的原则。
So this is the principle between our Lord and the Father himself.
我们的主耶稣在地上并不是没有思想，并不是没有自己的感觉。
Our Lord on earth is not without his own thoughts.
但是他在与天父交通的时候，他与天父的事为念。
But when he fellowship with Heavenly Father, his mind is occupied with Father's business.
所以今天我们如果到神面前去交通，我们也应当有这个态度。
Therefore, we shall have the same attitude as we come before Heavenly Father to fellowship.
第二个原则就是我们去交通是希望能够得着天父的喜悦。
And the second principle is that as we come to this fellowship, we would like to receive the delight from our Father.
所以我们不能只是要我们自己觉得高兴就可以。
So it's not that we find our own pleasure.
这非常奇妙的事情。
And it's something amazing.
如果天父得到喜悦，我们一定是喜乐。
If our Heavenly Father is pleased, then we shall be joyful.
但是如果照我们的意思呢，我们后来还是觉得不是这么喜乐。
But if it's according to our own will, then we will not find such joy.
所以以天父得着喜悦，这是一个重要的原则。
Therefore, it's a very important principle to have to let the Father be pleased.
这也救我们脱离我们自己。
And this also delivers us from ourselves.
如果我们什么都是以我们自己做中心的话，那我们根本看不见神要我们看见的东西。
If we are all self-centered, then we could never see what God would like us to see.
第三个原则。
The third principle.
就是要有寻求、寻找、祈求和叩门的态度。
Then we should have the attitude of to seek, to supplicate, and also to knock.
到神面前去跟他交通的时候，好像在寻找东西一样。
As we come before God to fellowship with Him, it's as if we are seeking something.
我就想着，我就有时候我们拿那个螺帽跟那个螺丝啊，你发现你看起来很像，可是你不去试试看的，你不能拿刚好那个。
Sometimes when we find the screws, if although all they seem to be alike, but if you do not find that fit, you cannot fit them in.
我犯过这样的错误，我就是看一看，然后跑去 Home Depot 去买，就买回来买错的。
I have made such a mistake. I just look at them, but I went to Home Depot to buy them, but then I got the wrong one.
所以我们到主面前也需要有一个寻找的态度。
So as we come before the Lord, we shall have the same attitude of.
所以我们不是到主面前去，就是已经。答案都已经定死了、哦、只有我的答案算答案，就是主不能再告诉我什么。
So as we come before the Lord, we cannot have the attitude that we already got our own answers and that's the right answer and the Lord no longer has the right to tell us what else to do.
但是我们如果真有一个 寻找的态度，
But if we truly have the attitude to seek Him,
我们就很有机会被神开我们的眼睛。
Then we have more opportunity for God to open our eyes.
我们有寻找的态度，我们就有机会被神提升我们。
When we have such attitude to seek Him, then we have the chance for Him to lift us up.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你在祷告生活的经历是怎样。
I don't know about your prayer life.
我花了很多时间祷告。
I have spent much time to pray.
我可以说，我祷告的时间。远远多于我读圣经的时间。
I can say that the time I pray far exceeds the time I read Bible.
也就是说，不是两倍、三倍来算的，是更多、更多的。
So it's not only two or three times, but it's many more.
那花这么多时间祷告，那是不是变得很会祷告
？But after spend such time to pray, is it that I really know how to pray?
刚好相反。
But it's the opposite.
我花很多时间祷告，就是发现我不会祷告。
I find so much time to pray is because I realize I do not know how to pray.
就不知道怎么祷告。
I don't know how to pray.
一个事情来，他就好像你知道，就一片空白，不晓得怎么往哪里去。
When something comes up, my mind goes blank and have nowhere to go.
那只有什么？从没有完全没有概念，完全没有印象，完全没有方向，到主面前去跟主办交涉，去寻找。
So then, starting from I have no idea where to go, then I start to deal with God and then to seek Him.
你知道在一无所有、一无所知，你寻找很困难，你不晓得往哪里去啊。
When everything is blank, it's really hard for you to start to seek.
所以在完全毫无概念的时候，你还愿意去到主面前，这是你的福气。
It's actually your blessing when you have no idea, but then you are willing to come before God.
因为我最早期学祷告的时候，是我已经想好了。我已经知道，我已经觉得这应该这样去祷告。
When I first to learn how to pray, actually I already had my own ideas, so I pray accordingly.
所以不用花很多时间嘛，因为我已经想好了。
Therefore, I did not need to take much time because I already know have in my thoughts.
但是我的经历就帮助我就是什么？你想好了还不够。
But then Lord helped me to understand that what I have already thought of is not enough.
你想到的比这个事情所面对的呢，还差很远的。
What you have thought of is actually far less than what this issue will happen.
所以神可能允许让你遇到一个情况，你就是完全是一无所知，一无所能。
So Lord really let you experience this that you truly have no idea.
那你愿不愿意到他面前去寻求呢？去寻找呢
？So are you willing to come before Him to seek and to find?
从没有方向，然后去试试看，然后呢，逐渐寻找出方向出来。
Starting from no direction at all, but then after seeking, you slowly realize the direction.
当你里面开始有概念的时候，你愿不愿意到主面前去跟他求一求呢？去叩门呢
？So when you start to have little idea in you, are you willing to seek Him more and then to knock on the door?
我们在没有信主的时候，觉得我们看东西好像蛮容易懂的，很快就有答案。
Before we believe the Lord, it seems like it's so easy for us to understand things.
我越是跟主办交涉，我就发现自己很渺小，很不聪明。
The more I deal with God, then the more I realize I'm so little and I'm not smart.
我越发现自己不聪明，就越有福气。
And the more I realize I'm not smart, the more blessing I have.
这跟世界的想法相反，对不对？
That's really the opposite from what the world thinks.
因为我可以到主面前去求啊。
Because I can come to the Lord to seek.
我求错了，主在改我啊。
And if I find the wrong answer, then the Lord can change me.
我求的没有结果，我还要再寻找啊。
And if what I found was without any result, then I can go to seek even more.
我寻找了叩了门，就叩了门，这个不对啊，要再重来。
Then after I find that I knocked the door, but I got the wrong door, then it starts over again.
所以是不是需要花很多时间？
But so therefore, isn't that true? I should spend much time.
所以花很多时间是理所当然的。
Therefore, it's very natural to spend much time.
如果你在地上处理一个实际的事情，需要花很多时间。
If on the earth, when you take care of certain things, you need much time.
如果你到主面前去，去得着这个永恒的祝福，不花时间，你觉得这个祝福是，你有把握吗？
If to receive this eternal blessing before the Lord, which does not take up any time, then do you have such assurance to receive it?
你追求这个必朽坏的都要花时间。
For you to seek something that's corruptible, you need to take the time.
你要承受这个永恒的祝福，一点时间都不花。
But you do not even spend much time to inherit this eternal blessing.
合理吗？
Is it reasonable?
我想非常不合理。
I think it's not reasonable.
所以这个原则是很重要的。
Therefore, it's a really important principle.
要不断的寻找。
Always seeking.
不断的祈求。
Always pray.
不断的叩门。
Always knock.
这样你才会逐渐的知道到底神要给你什么。
Then gradually you will understand what God would like to give to you.
所以这个原则是很重要的原则。
Therefore, it's a very important principle.
希望我们大家在这上面能够多有经历，多有学习。
So hope that we can have much experience and learning.
因为你如果多有学习的话，你就很愿意给弟兄姊妹有机会去寻求、去叩门、去祈求。
Therefore, if you have much learning, then you would like to give brothers and sisters the opportunity to seek, to supplicate, and also to knock the door.
这个小朋友和年轻人有一个特性。
For little children and young people have some special characteristics.
这小朋友他一要的时候呢，马上就要给他。
When the children want something, you have to give to them immediately.
这个年轻人他现在觉得他突然懂了一件事情，他以为这是全部了，所以只有那个答案。
And for young people, as soon as they understand something, they thought that's all, and therefore there's only one answer.
但是你在主面前不断的寻找、祈求、叩门，主要不断的扩大我们的度量视野。
But as you seek and supplicate and also knock the door before the Lord, He will continue to enlarge us.
如果这个真的是被扩大了
，If we are truly being enlarged,
如果这个人被扩大了。
If this person is being enlarged,
我这个人对待别人也扩大了。
So is the way that we treat others.
我觉得对待别人只有一个方法，两个方法，就是我这个人就只能这么多而已。
If I think I can only treat people with one or two methods, then I'm really limited.
因为不断的寻找、不断的祈求、不断的叩门，就发现我们这个人在神面前越来越小，越来越小。
Because the more we seek, the more we supplicate, and the more we knock before the Lord, then we become more, we decrease more.
所以，如果我们发现自己越来越小的时候，我们就允许神在别的弟兄姊妹身上，让他发现他也越来越小。
So as we realize we are smaller before God, then we also allowed other brothers and sisters to realize they are smaller before God.
啊，这是一个很奇妙的事情。
And that's something amazing.
我很感谢主给我有很多功课学习。
I do thank the Lord for giving me much lessons to learn.
对我很有益处。
Very beneficial to me.
对我跟别人相处也很有益处。
And also very beneficial to me when I interact with others.
不然的话，我也是像雷子一样，常常会爆炸的。
Otherwise, I'm also just like the son of thunder. I can easily explode.
至少我在上班的时候啊，我们同事都没爆炸，我爆炸。
At least when I was at work, others did not explode, but I did.
好，所以这个神给我们功课是帮助我们。
Therefore, when God gives us lessons, it's to help us.
所以交通是有原则的。
Therefore, it's a principle to fellowship.
好，另外交通的内容是什么
？So what is the content of fellowship?
它产生的结果是什么
？So and also what's the result of it?
我们会不会觉得到神面前去交通多无聊啊？
Do we feel it's boring to fellowship before God?
这是我们常常发现 发生的现象。
And that's a condition we often fall into.
我们到聚在聚会的时候，大家都没话讲。
At the gatherings, nobody talks.
大家都很安静。
Everybody is quiet.
等到聚会一结束，哇，那个菜市场的那个现象就出来了。
As soon as the meeting ends, then the noise becomes almost like a market.
那这是为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们没有发现交通的重点。
Because we did not realize the focal point of the fellowship.
我们不知道什么是需要交通的。
We do not know what is there in need to fellowship with.
也可以说我们首先那个交通的原则都没有抓住。
Actually, we did not really even take hold of the principle of fellowship.
我们不知道神需要什么。
We do not know what God needs.
不知道神喜悦什么。
We do not know what He likes.
那在我们里面没有把握。
So in us, there is no assurance.
所以每次到了要交通的时候，就是一片空白。
So whenever it comes to a time of fellowship, our mind goes blank.
这是我曾经经历过的。
So that was my experience.
但是呢，当你在神面前蒙神开启之后
，But after you are being opened by God，
你就发现神有很多东西要我们要跟我们交通。
Then you realize God has much things to fellowship with us.
他盼望我们知道。
He would like us to know.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过的。
What God has prepared for those who love Him is eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and hearts have never imagined.
所以，既然又没有看过，又没有听过，又没有想过，但是神又要给我们，那用什么方式呢
？Then because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and we have never thought of, and if God would like to give to us, but in what way?
神启示交通给我们，这是非常重要的。
So it's very important for God to reveal and to fellowship unto us.
所以交通的内容也是需要我们注意的。
Therefore, the content of fellowship is also important for us to pay attention to.
所以我们看主耶稣交通的内容，就知道我们交通内容是什么。
So when we look at the content of Lord Jesus' fellowship, then we will understand what we should fellowship about.
用我们自己的方式去猜想，那是非常困难，而且是会猜错的。
It's very difficult to use our own mind to guess, and we guessed it wrong.
但是我们看，他既然是神，我们的信心既然是从神儿子的信心来，我们就看神儿子怎么跟天父交通。
But since our faith comes from the faith of the Son of God, then we see how Son of God fellowship with the Father.
神儿子都需要交通，我们作为神的儿女需不需要交通？
When Son of God even need to fellowship with the Father, then wouldn't us, the children of Son of God, shall fellowship also?
第一个交通的内容就是神的国度或者是天国。
The first content to fellowship with is the kingdom of God or the heavenly kingdom.
这是一个很大很大的题目。
That's a great topic.
需要我们不断的在交通里面逐渐的明白，逐渐的进入。
So we have to always in fellowship, we gradually to understand to experience.
但是关于国度这一方面，就有国度的生命这一方面。
But regarding the kingdom, then we have the kingdom of life.
我们读马太五六七的时候，我们常常觉得这是一个律法的要求。
When we look at book of Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, then we often thought it's a law.
但除非你跟主有够深入的交通，你才会跳过这个律法的范围，进到生命里面去。
But except you have such deep fellowship with the Lord, then you can come out, being delivered from this law and enter into life.
所以这个国度的生命是要我们像天父一样的生命。
So the life of the kingdom is that we shall be having the life of the Father.
这不单讲到是一个性质，也好像给我们看到这是一个丰富，一个丰满。
Not only is a characteristics, but it's actually a fullness.
那不但有国度的生命，还有国度的生活。
And not only we have the life of the kingdom, but we also do have the lives of the living in the kingdom.
用最简单的一句话就是，先求神的国和神的义。
Simply speaking, it's first seek His righteousness and His will. His kingdom.
先，你要注意这个先就是什么？你的优先次序是什么
？First, that means your priority.
我们每天读圣经是优先读呢？还是最后读。
As we read the Bible every day, do we read the first thing or the last?
我们如果是把它不用你不用放最后，你只要放第二，它就可能你一天不会读圣经。
You don't even need to put it as the last thing, but just to put it the second, it might become that you don't even read the Bible at all.
我记得我刚信主的时候，主给我一个很深的感动，就是我要先读圣经。
I remember when I first believed the Lord. The Lord really touched me that I should first read the Bible.
那时候也是我这个学业上最紧张的时候。
And that was the time I had really difficulty at school.
我正在写论文，而且论文进行的非常不顺利。
I was writing thesis and did not go well.
那时间很紧张，已经没有时间了。
And I was under much time pressure.
那我又刚刚信主。
I just believed the Lord.
我觉得那个前面的压力很大很大。
I felt I faced much pressure.
大到让我受不了。
I could not handle it.
就是这个受不了呢。我突然发现一个出路。
And because of such stress, then I suddenly found a way out.
我一读圣经，一祷告，哎，就有力量来了，就有能力在里面了。
As soon as I read the Bible and pray, then I find the strength in me.
但是你知道，我当时刚信主，那个器皿很小。
But you know that as I just believe the Lord, so the vessel is very small.
刚刚有力量，刚刚觉得可以，哎，现在可以好好来做论文了。
Just that I feel I have the strength and then I can continue to go with my thesis.
3个小时左右，啊，用完了。
Then everything's used up again after 3 hours.
又没力了。
Once more, I don't have any strength.
所以呢，我又赶快就去读圣经。
So immediately I read more Bible.
又去祷告。
I pray.
然后读到最，里面又觉得很舒服了。然后祷告又觉得自己心里很安定了。
So I read the Bible to the point I felt more rest assured, and then I pray to the point I feel rested.
然后再回来做我的事。
Then once again I come back to do the thesis.
又是2-3个小时又用完了。
And again, everything is used up after 2-3 hours.
所以我那时候一天是照3餐读圣经。
So back then I read the Bible as my 3 meals.
读圣经是第一位。
To read the Bible is my priority.
啊，所以这个第一位呢，就让我经历到。在最有压力、最困难、最没有办法的时候，神是我的供应。
So to put this as priority, I experienced that when I really had no way out and the most difficult time, then God is my provision.
神是我的力量。
God is my strength.
神是我的山寨。
God is my fortress.
神是我的磐石。
And God is my rock.
因为我有亲身的经历。
Because I have such personal experience.
所以当有一个机会，我。在台湾哈，跟大陆一样，大概初中升高中是一个很紧张的时候，高中升大学是一个很紧张的时候，对不对
？So back then in Taiwan, that when middle school, high school, there were some intensive times, and so was the high school and also going into university time.
有时候刚好传福音给一个家庭，他们家有一个初三要考高中的这样的一个学生。
So once I share gospel to this family, and this family has a ninth grader who's going to take the entrance exam for entering to high school.
那你说怎么办？啊，你去补习，你去做所有错完了，你再来聚会或再来读圣经。
So what could I say? Should I say that you just go take more schooling, and then after you finish your school, and then you come together?
因为我有亲身的经历。
Because I have my own experience.
你最困难、最紧张、最有压力、最没有时间的时候。
When you are most stressed and also under the most pressure, and when you at the time that you have the least time.
你更需要把先求神的果、神的义放在前面。
And it's even more so that you should first seek His righteousness and His kingdom.
所以。我鼓励这个孩子，这个就是你可以聚会就聚会啊！你只要你真的没有办法，那个再看。但是说你只要一有机会就来聚会。
So I encourage this ninth grader that whenever you have the chance, just come to the meeting.
每天好好读圣经。
I read the Bible every day diligently.
哇，这个孩子经过这样一个很挣扎的过程。
Then this child went through such struggle time.
他很顺利考上高中。
Very smoothly, he got into the high school.
虽然不是第一志愿，但他也觉得很满意了。
Although the school was not his priority, but he was truly satisfied.
但是这个原则呢，就继续的运用在他自己身上。
But this principle continues to work in him.
等到他高中考大学的时候，他仍然去聚会。
When he had to take the university entrance exam, he still went to gatherings.
他功课非常的忙，但他仍然正常的聚会，正常的读圣经。
He was very, very busy with homework, but he still continued to read the Bible and attend meetings regularly.
神的怜悯恩典在他身上。
And God's mercy and grace is upon him.
他的高中是在台北的第三志愿，但是他考上的大学是全台湾的第一志愿。
His high school was the top three in Taiwan, but then when he got into university, it was top one.
因为他也经历到什么？当你好好的亲近主之后，你的头脑更清楚，你的书，你的做什么就更好。
Because he also experienced that after you come close to the Lord, you have even more clear mind to study.
所以先求神的国、神的义，是到底神是跟我们抢时间呢，还是神帮助我们？
Therefore, first seek His kingdom and righteousness. Is that God tries to take up our time or He's helping us?
神是要苦待我们呢，神还是要祝福我们？
Is He making us to suffer or He would like to bless us?
这我们需要去经历经历。
That's something we have to experience.
啊，你光讲道理，你绝对不会进入的。
Because if we just talk about in theory, then it's hard for you to come into reality of it.
哦，我只跟大家讲一个事实，今天到过我家的人。知道我今天住的房子就是因为这个原则得着。
I only share one fact with you is that for those who have came to my home before, I have this home all because of this principle.
啊，详细内容我就有机会就我们再谈。但是就是说，你先求神的国、神的义，这是一件重要的原则。
I will not share in details, but it's a very important principle to first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
所以你如果进入这个交通的话，主就会把这样的话或这样的带领赐给你。
Therefore, if you enter into such fellowship, then Lord will give you the words and also this kind of leading.
所以说，跟主交通只是一个观念上的变化呢，还是一个生活的实际？
So, do you say that fellowship with the Lord is just a change of your concept or it's a reality in life?
你明白的东西只是一个层次而已，但是神把你带到一个实际里面，那是神的工作。
It's only one level that you understand something, but when God brings you into reality, that's His work.
而且这个国度的交通还要交通到关于国度的见证。
And also the fellowship of the kingdom also has to do with the testimony of the kingdom.
神要借着我们这些看起来不怎么样的人来为他的国度做见证。
God has to use us, such ordinary people, to testify for His kingdom.
我们读的马太第七章哈，那个房子盖在磐石上，或者房子盖在沙土上，对不对？但他都要遇到什么？风吹雨淋，甚至是地震或者水冲。
As we read Matthew chapter 7, as whether a house is built on the rock or on just the sand, but it shall always meet the wind, storm, and or earthquake.
如果有机会去 YouTube 看一下哈，这个三月十一号的这个日本地震那个海啸那些的影片，你就心里会很有印象。
You might have even more impression if you see from YouTube of the videos of what happened on March 11, the tsunami and earthquake happened in Japan.
其实两年前台湾的那个什么88水灾，8月8号水灾也是很有印象的。
Actually, there was a huge impact also with the big flooding happened in Taiwan 2 years ago.
这个电视新闻报的哈，刚好有一栋不少是七层还五层的楼哈，就这样整栋楼垂直这样。
The news media also reported that there was this 5 or 7 story building just collapsed.
那它不是正好在水边呢，因为它前面还有一两栋房子。
That building was not next to the water.
但是那个水啊，就一直冲很厉害，前面的房子弄倒，然后把那个它那一栋房子的那根基啊，通通挖出来了，挖出来之后就咚就整个这样倒下来。
But the flooding was so serious that actually this building even uprooted and just collapsed.
上面还是很坚固的，它没有说倒下来就碎成这个，完全变成碎片了，没有，它还是整栋就这样整个瓶子倒下来。
This entire building collapsed. It by the top of it was still sturdy.
所以这就看考验根基啊。
So it's the test for whether it's deeply rooted.
哦，这次你看那海啸那个水下来好厉害啊。
You see how serious was the tsunami?
这是看到地上的情况。
And that's something happened on earth.
那今天我们在神国度里面的人，属于天国的人，我们也需要经过许多的环境的考验。
And today for us in the kingdom of heavens, we shall also go through much test of the circumstances.
我们是这一考验一来呢，就像那个整个这样倒下来呢，还是能够为主的见证站住呢？
Is it when the trial comes, whether we just collapse or we still stand firm for the testimony of the Lord?
所以这个这是一个很重要的学习。
So that's some important learning.
你没有在跟主有够深的交通，恐怕对于见证的事情，我们只能凭空想象。
If you do not have deep fellowship with the Lord, then when you regards of testimony, we can only think in our mind.
有时候为主做见证的时候，那个见证的机会来的时候，我们都还不清楚的。
Or when there's opportunity for us to testify for the Lord, we don't even realize there's opportunity.
但是你如果跟主有深入、有透彻、有很好的交通的话，神会有办法帮我们整个带出那个见证出来。
But if you really have a deep and thorough fellowship with God, then He will help us to bring out such testimony.
好，我想提第二个交通的内容，就是彰显神的丰富和能力。
And the second content of the fellowship is to manifest God's fullness and power.
我们想说要彰显神的丰富，那我一定要我这一个人是不是变成非常的富有，非常的我控制非常多东西，才能够彰显神的丰富呢？
In our imagination, we often thought that for us to manifest His fullness, then should we become someone who's rich and able to in control of all things?
但是我读到雅各书的时候，就有一句话很帮助我。
But as I read the book of James, it helps me.
那句话就是在贫穷人身上，他们的信心却是富足的。
And it says that in those poor people, actually their faith is in full.
就是主如果给我们机会认识或者经历贫穷的话，其实呢是要叫我们在信心上能富足。
So when the Lord gives us the chance to understand and experience poverty, then that's in order for us to understand the fullness of faith.
今天要彰显神的丰富，不在乎我拥有多少。
Actually, in order to manifest God's fullness, it has nothing to do with how much I have.
也许我们是钱财万贯。
Although maybe I'm very rich.
也许我们是一无所有。
Maybe I'm in poverty.
但都有机会彰显神的丰富。
But always have the opportunity to manifest God's fullness.
所以它的关键不在于你是钱财万贯，或者是你是一无所有。
So the key point is not whether you are rich or have nothing.
它的关键是你在信心上是富足还是贫乏。
And the key point is whether you are in full in your faith or in poverty.
所以你如果信心上是富足的，你就能够把神那里的丰富把它带到地上来。
So if you have the fullness of faith, then you are able to draw the faith of God onto earth.
这是主耶稣亲自的见证。
And that's the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣还在地上，他并没有生在君王的家里面。
Our Lord on earth, he was not born in the king's family.
他被生在人家根本就不认识他的地方。
And he was born at some place that nobody knows.
他连出来服侍的时候，他的生活还是几个妇女来常常帮助他。
When he started his ministry, actually there were some women helping with his life.
所以他连自己去张罗这个生活上需要的这个时间都没有。
He did not even have time to help his own living.
但是呢，他却处处把神的丰富带到任何需要的人身上。
But he has brought the fullness of God unto all of those who need it.
而且他所给的丰富都是许多都是永恒的。
And all of the abundance that he has provided were eternal.
都是地上你用钱财用任何的能力买不到的。
And those abundance were not able to be bought with the money.
这不但主耶稣这样做，今天神的儿女也这样做。
So not only our Lord did this way, so are the children of God today.
只有信心上丰富的人能够把神的丰富带下来。
Only those with fullness of faith can draw the faith of son here.
他没有没有关系，但是神是有的。
It's okay that he have nothing, but God has.
所以这是一个很重要的学习。
Therefore, it's a very important learning.
所以在面对极大的需要的时候，交通是非常重要的。
Therefore, when facing a great need, it's important to have fellowship.
所以你看，门徒每次遇到一有需要的时候，就发现、啊、没有，我们没办法。
So whenever the disciples facing needs, then they realize they have nothing. They could do nothing.
因为门徒是看自己。
Because the disciples look at themselves.
五千人，我只有五饼二鱼，没办法。
With 5,000 people, I only have 5 loaves and 2 fish.
但是主耶稣看的不是五饼二鱼，主耶稣看的嘛，神是丰富的神。
But our Lord does not look at the 5 loaves and 2 fish, but God looks at that. God is the fullness, the rich one.
天父与神儿子有一个非常融洽、非常透彻、非常美好的交通。
Heavenly Father and His Son have a very beautiful and sorrow fellowship.
所以神的儿子把天父的丰富都带下来。
Therefore, the Son of God brings the fullness of the Heavenly Father.
今天在我们当中也应该这样。
So we shall be this way as well.
我们一无所有都不怕。
It's okay if we even if we have nothing.
就怕我们在信心上是非常非常的贫穷。
But what we should be afraid of is that we are very poor in our faith.
就怕我们不愿意学信心的功课。
And what we shall be afraid is that we are not willing to learn the lessons of faith.
就怕我们不愿意来到主面前，来到天父面前，有宝贵的交通。
And we shall be afraid that we are not willing to come before the Lord and the Heavenly Father to have a precious fellowship.
所以这个交通是非常重要的。
Therefore, it's important to have such fellowship.
所以不管是这个像五千人吃饱，或者疾病得医治，这都是从天上宝座赐下来的。
So whether it's feeding the 5,000 or healing the sick, it's all coming from the throne in heaven.
而且主还不但是这样，人家蒙了，就是那些人蒙了主的恩典之后，根本就不记得主。
And not only that, but after those people receive the grace, they never remember the Lord.
或者是主吩咐他说：“你不要说啊，你不能这样做。”他们照样做。
Or even if the Lord commanded them not to tell other people, they still did.
主耶稣是什么？主耶稣是鉴察万有的。他这个人他会怎么样？他事实上事前就知道了。
Our Lord is the one who searches all things. Even before this person said or did, our Lord already knew.
我们常常做事后的先知。
We are often the prophet after something already happened.
所以我们常常说，我早知道你这样，我就不那样。
So we often say that if I've known that you would do this way, but so I wouldn't do that.
那就是我们不能早知道，对不对？
That means that we would never be able to if we've known before.
但主耶稣不是早知道，主耶稣早早就知道的。
But our Lord actually know ahead of time.
他知道这一个人蒙恩之后，他还要背叛主的。
And he knows that after this person is saved by grace, he will betray the Lord.
但他还愿意把恩典给出去。
But he was still willing to give out the grace.
你不要说别的了，那个心里的伤害多难过、
啊。Not mention anything else, how much he will get hurt.
对不对？恩典给出去，还要过来伤你，你不觉得很难过吗
？Don't you feel so sad if you give all the grace but the person hurt you?
那怎么处理这个问题呢
？So how did he resolve such an issue?
天父与神儿子的交通。
That is by the fellowship between Heavenly Father and the Son of God.
今天神儿女也是这样子。
So is it today God with God's children?
有很多事情，除了你跟主交通之外。他不会最好的解决的。
There are so many things can never be resolved perfectly without the fellowship between you and the Lord.
你要期待别人照你的方式来对待你，很困难。
It's very difficult if you expect others to treat you according to what you want.
但是呢，比较容易的方式是什么？你先到天父面前去跟主好好的交通交通。
But the easier way is that if you come have fellowship with the Lord.
不管他照不照你的方式对待你，你都是什么？平安、喜乐，而且乐意施恩给人。
So whether the person treats you according to what you want, but then you will find the peace and joy and willing to give out.
对不对？然后还要面对很多挑战呢。
And also you do face many challenges.
主要面对法利赛人啊，面对那些撒都该人的挑战。
Our Lord faced the challenges of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
主爱他们，要救他们，他们根本就不想得救，就不断来挑战。
The Lord loved them and would like to save them, but they did not care about salvation, so they keep challenging the Lord.
你有被气到说的，这个人不可原谅。
So have you ever been so mad toward the person? I think you can never forgive the person.
我们知道我们在接触这福音朋友的过程，或者是。 有些弟兄姊妹的情况，他说谁都可以原谅，就是这个人不能原谅。
I have seen some gospel friends or even brother sisters say that I'm able to forgive someone else, but not this person.
什么事都可以放过，这件事就是不能放过。
I'm able to let go anything else, but not this one.
我们有没有到这种很极限的地步？
Have we ever come to this extreme before?
不一定是哪一件事情，但是这个情况是可能发生的。
Not just certain things, but this kind of condition might happen.
那怎样从这个情况里得释放呢？
So how can we be set free from this?
进入天父跟神儿子的交通。
To enter into the fellowship of Heavenly Father and the Son of God.
你去经历去认识神怎样饶恕你。
You can experience and to understand how God forgives you.
神怎样怜悯我们，我们就有机会去怜悯人家。
How God has mercy upon us, so we have the chance to have mercy upon others.
好。另外一个需要交通的就是基督身体的交通。
Another fellowship is the fellowship of the body of Christ.
或者是交通基督的心腹。
Or a fellowship unto the bride of the Christ.
你像主耶稣他呼召门徒的时候，他呼召十二个使徒。
As our Lord called his disciples, he called the 12 apostles.
当然后来他们都很为主做见证。
Of course, the later they testify for the Lord.
但是主要招一个要卖他的犹大，这怎么能过得去呢？
But how could the Lord let go someone, Judas, who was going to betray him?
如果主今天把你摆在一个人哈，摆你旁边，你知道这个人是要害你的，你怎么过日子？
If the Lord puts someone next to you and you already know this person is going to harm you, how are you going to have your daily life?
你哪里会有平安呢？
How would you have the peace?
那你不是一天到晚就盯着那个人吗？
Then wouldn't that each day you just look upon the person?
你怎么样从这里都释放呢？
How can you be set free from this?
这需要进入那个天父跟神儿子的交通。
That you need to enter into the fellowship between the Heavenly Father and the Son of God.
而且这些被主招来的门徒他听不懂主的话。
And for all those disciples being called by the Lord, they could not understand what Lord said.
特别是关于主被钉十字架要复活，他们就是搞不懂啊。
Especially they could not understand the part that our Lord should be crucified on the cross and risen again.
不但他们不懂，今天我们也很难懂啊。
Not only they did not understand, it's also hard for us to understand.
所以这需要进入交通啊。
So we need to enter into the fellowship.
对不对？所以天父他知道说。主耶稣他知道说这些门徒哈，除非他死而复活，不然他就是不懂这个死而复活的事情。
So Heavenly Father and the Lord knows that unless our Lord resurrected, otherwise those disciples could never understand.
那今天基督身体的建造也是这样子。
So it's the building up of the body of Christ.
你没有进到这个死而复活的这个城市，可以说没有建造。
If you do not enter into the reality of resurrection, then there is no build up.
凡是能够在今世里面被摧毁的都没有建造。
There's nothing to be built with if anything that can be destroyed on this life.
神所建造的是那座将来有根基的城，就是将来就是那座有根基的城。
What God builds is the city with foundation.
是超过时间、空间，超过这些死亡的。
It surpasses time, space, and death.
所以今天在我们身上的建造，如果不是达到复活的层次以上的，不是真的建造。
Therefore, what is being built on us today, if it cannot reach resurrection, then it's not truly something that can build up.
在我们身上不能存到永远的，不是真的神的建造。
What on us cannot last to eternity, then it's not truly a build up.
所以不管是相聚也好，吃饭也好，或者活动也好，如果只是停留在时间之内的，那不是真正建造。
So whether we gather or have meals or to meet together, then if it's limited to time, then it's not truly a building up.
神有一个奇妙的工作，就是让我们在时间当中能够摸到永恒的东西。
What God's amazing work is that within time we can touch eternity.
你除非进入那个交通。否则你就是摸不到。
Unless you enter into the fellowship, otherwise you cannot touch upon it.
所以这是非常宝贵的。
Therefore, that's something very precious.
好，我想时间缘故再交通一点啊。
Due to the time limit, I'll just share one more point.
啊，另外也是关于神的见证，我们需要进入交通才会知道，也能够进入。
And also regarding the testimony of God, we should enter into the fellowship that we can understand.
啊，所以如果我们不关心见证，我们就会见证就不愿意到主面前交通。
If we do not care about testimony, then we will not be willing to come have fellowship with God.
但是如果我们关心神的见证，但又不知道怎么见证，我们需要主启示我们。
But if we do care about His testimony, but we do not know how to testify, then we should need the Lord to reveal to us.
啊，施洗约翰他被斩，他就为神的见证被斩。
When John the Baptist was beheaded, he was beheaded for God's testimony.
主耶稣面对这个事情的时候，主耶稣就跑去祷告去了。
When our Lord faced such issue, he went to pray.
主知道主自己也要为神的见证能够付出代价。
Lord knows that he will also need to pay the price for the testimony of God.
那今天主也把见证的这样的一个托付赐给我们。
And today also God has entrusted testimony to us.
所以我们如果不进入那个交通，我们就觉得见证只是一个怎么口头禅而已。
Therefore, if we do not enter into such fellowship, then we think this word testimony is just a slogan.
或者我们讲的见证呢，只是我们以为的见证，不是神所认定的见证。
Or the testimony we have thought of is not what God think.
啊，所以这个见证呢，是需要从神的认可开始的。
So this kind of testimony should be first approved by God.
啊，所以这些都需要好好的交通。
So all these we need thorough fellowship.
啊，希望主帮助我们。
We do need the Lord to help us.
啊，我想我交通这一方面呢，就是给我们大家有一个机会到主面前去寻求寻求。
So as I share this part, I hope that we have the chance to seek before the Lord.
我非常希望弟兄姊妹你在平常的时候跟主能够有一个经常性交通的生活。
I do really hope that brothers and sisters can have a continuous fellowship with the Lord.
你如果真的有很好的交通的生活，你就发现基督的生活是很奇妙的生活。
If you truly have a very good fellowship in life, then you realize the Christian life is amazing.
你要得启示，或者你要经历神迹奇事，或者你要明白神的旨意，都是很自然的。
It's very natural to receive revelation or to understand and also enter into a fellowship.
你越跟主有好的交通，你就越会发现主的宝贵。
The more you fellowship you have with the Lord, the more precious you find the Lord is.
你不但发现主的宝贵，而且当你在饼和杯面前的时候，你也乐意把感谢赞美归给他。
Not only you find how precious our Lord is, but then also before the Lord's table, then you are willing to give thanks and praise unto Him.
虽然我们能够赞美的词是很有限的。
Although it's so limited with the words we can praise Him with.
但是我们就是愿意把这么有限的赞美，还是很乐意的能归给他。
But then we are still willing with our limited words, still be unto Him.
所以我们实在弟兄姊妹，我们彼此要鼓励。
So we shall really encourage one another.
你就是一句的赞美，一句的感谢，主都非常满意。
Even just one sentence of praise or thanksgiving, our Lord should be pleased.
你不要很吝啬把这个赞美感谢归给主。
Do not be so stingy to give the thanksgiving to the Lord.
你要进入那个交通，你把感谢赞美归给主，这是很重要的。
It's very important to give the thanksgiving and praise to the Lord if you would like to enter into the fellowship.
在我们的擘饼聚会不是一个形式。
It's not just a ceremony with our Lord's table.
如果你读哥林多前书第十章，
If you refer to Corinthians chapter 10,
你就会发现那里有一个概念，就是交通的概念。
Then you find there's a concept about fellowship.
但是这个交通是在团体里面与主交通。
And that's a corporate fellowship.
所以有个人的成分，也有团体的成分。
Therefore, there's the individual part as well as the corporate.
所以弟兄姊妹，你一定要把你的感谢，把你的交通带到主面前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you must bring your thanksgiving and fellowship before the Lord.
你既然是跟主交通，你就不看自己，也不看别人。
Since you are fellowshipping with the Lord, so you are not looking at yourselves nor others.
虽然周围坐了很多人，但是你的交通是先跟主自己。
Although there are so many people sitting next to you, but your fellowship is with the Lord Himself.
你不要管别人感觉你 祷告的好不好。
Do not care about how others feel you pray.
特别年轻人。
Especially the young people.
十几岁。
In your
teenage. 有许多十岁以上就已经受浸了，对不对？
There are many of you already got baptized when you are more than 10 years old.
你想想看，你受浸到现在几年了？
Let's think about how many years have it been since you got baptized.
你有没有在波饼聚会里面一次把你的感谢，把你的交通带到主面前？
Have you ever just for once bring your thanksgiving and your fellowship before the Lord?
或者我们信主一段时间了。
Or it has been a while since we believed the Lord.
两年了，三年了，五年了，十年了。
Two, three, five, or 10 years.
我们有没有在主面前把主当得的感谢赞美归给他呢？
Have we ever give our thanksgiving to the Lord as he shall receive?
如果你吝啬给主，你就有可能会吝啬给弟兄姊妹。
If you are so stingy to offer up to the Lord, then it might be, you might also be stingy to brothers and sisters.
如果你不吝啬给主，
If you are not stingy to give your thanksgiving to the Lord,
如果主告诉你说施比受更有福，你就乐意会照着行。
If the Lord tells you that it's more blessing to give than to receive, then you will be pleased to do so accordingly.
希望主常常感动你们的心。
May the Lord often touch your heart.
当主感动你的时候，希望你的嘴能够张得开。
When the Lord touch you, hope that your mouth can open.
你得益处，主得喜悦，大家得建造。
You will receive benefits, and also the Lord is pleased, and everyone is being edified.
好，我们今天暂时讲到这里，下次有机会再看。
We will fellowship upon here, so if there's chance, we'll look more.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个交通的机会。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to share.
求你把那交通的灵赏赐在我们当中。
Pray that you give us the spirit of fellowship.
带我们进入你生命的交通。
Bring us to enter into the fellowship of your life.
使我们活在光明中，不活在黑暗里。
So we can live in light, not in darkness.
使我们能够亲手看摸过我们的主，亲眼看见我们的主。
So that we can truly touch our Lord and see our Lord.
也让我们常常亲耳听见主的声音。
And often we truly hear Lord's words.
让我们的交通是带来喜乐满足。
So our fellowship brings us joy and fullness.
让我们的交通能带来彼此的建造。
So our fellowship can edify one another.
让我们的交通带来你丰盛的同在和你荣耀的显现。
So our fellowship can bring about your fullness of presence and your glorious manifestation.
谢谢你，愿你成就人所不能做的工作。
We thank you. May you do the work that man cannot do.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.